The Power 40 podcast is an uplifting, faith-based podcast that speaks to all that is going on in our world. Our goal is to share inspirational, real-life stories and experiences from notable guests around the country on matters that touch us all. The number 40 symbolizes a period of testing, trial, or probation. We all experience trying times in our lives, but it's what comes from these times that make us who we are. As we depict periods of people's lives, where the idea of the number 40 is played out, we will learn the goodness that comes from perseverance, determination, and belief. I'm your host, Danica Tramberg, joined today by Admirals hockey player Mitch McLean. Thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Danica.
So I know we got to chat a little bit. You're from Minnesota. I feel like Midwest and like East Coast, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like, you know, Wisconsin itself doesn't have like an NHL team, but we're surrounded by some NHL teams. So we kind of grew up like either watching or knowing about hockey. Is this something that you grew up knowing that you wanted to do?
Yeah. I mean, in Minnesota, hockey is the equivalent to Texas high school football, right?
So, yeah.
Growing up and having a bunch of D1 colleges there, and then the high school state tournament in Minnesota is so big, 18,000 people go to it. And hockey's just the thing to do. That's for sure.
I didn't realize it was that big. Holy cow. When did you start playing?
I started playing when I was 4 years old.
Oh my gosh. Like ice skating, everything. This is like amazing to me because I put on skates and I feel like I have to relearn every time I start skating.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting. You either stay with it and fall and just enjoy just being out there, or you kind of like give up and be timid with it when you're younger. And the earlier you start, the better you'll be.
What are you learning at like such a young age?
Just the feel, the balance. Like a lot of times when you start, you're just walking, like pushing a chair, and just kind of getting a feel for that balance. It's pretty amazing like how thin the blades are and how easily you can like skate around, push off and stop and start. And then you get old like me and it's just second nature.
That's so crazy. That's really cool though. So you started that young. What's like the next step that you go into? Is there like teams, like how old do you have to play, like be to play on a team?
Yeah, so I think you do like 3 years of you're younger and you're just trying to figure it out, skating around, and
yeah,
finally give you a stick and a puck and you get to chase that around. And then when you're like 7, 8, you start maybe getting on a team, start playing some real games and learning the rules. And you start pretty young. It's crazy.
That is. Maybe you wanted to do it, but 4 is pretty young to make decisions still. Did you have like parents or something that were interested in the sport? How did you get pushed into it?
We have an interesting family dynamic. My dad played basketball.
Okay.
My mom didn't really do athletics. So I'm not sure why all of a sudden 3 boys decided to play hockey.
Oh gosh, that's funny.
But it was just like no chance we were playing basketball. It wasn't even a thought.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Yeah. When you were younger then, were there like other athletes that you looked up to, other hockey players?
I mean, when I was that young, there really wasn't. But as I got older, like the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers, they're always on TV Friday, Saturday night playing their games. And the Minnesota Wild wasn't a team back then. So that's kind of what I grew up on, was Gopher hockey, and wanting to be one of those guys. So that's kind of where I got the love for the game or the passion for it. And my mom and dad would take me to one game a year. See in person. So that's kind of where my love grew for hockey.
Did you always think that you were going to play at a high level? Was that always a goal of yours?
Hockey has been my dream since I can remember. I played football and baseball growing up too, and all the way through high school. And I mean, I loved playing both of those, but I was always playing hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey was an all year round thing for me. So I always wanted to chase that dream.
What were some of the things along the way that you might have had to sacrifice in order to make sure you were prepping yourself for finally reaching your goals?
It's funny you asked that. We do a summer camp back home, and I had this talk actually, the things you got to sacrifice, like especially as a high school kid. I missed a couple school dances for hockey. I missed some sleepovers and things like that because I was either had to get up to the gym at 6 a.m. or go do whatever. So yeah, you miss out on some of those social aspect things, but there's always time to find those avenues. But I feel like you don't feel like you're missing out when it's something you really want to do.
That's so true. That is so, so true. I mean, what would you tell though, like a young kid? I think sometimes it's when you're in it, when you're in the heat of like high school or something, you know, all those things are so important to you, like hanging out with your friends and, you know, school dances. But if someone really wanted to pursue a dream of playing, you know, a sport at a high level or whatever it might be, like, what would you tell them about sacrifice?
I mean, I would just tell them, like, line up your goals and then what you're willing to give up, and like, be completely honest with yourself or sit down with someone older than you that's gone through it and just decide, like, hey, like, is this an everyday thing I can give up? Can I give up Xbox for 50 minutes a night so I can shoot pucks for 50 minutes a night? And then if you add up how many nights you shoot for 50 minutes versus play Xbox, I mean, over time, that's going to be an astronomical number.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all time management. I feel like everything when you're young is happens so fast and you want to do so much. And you don't realize how much time you have. So, I mean, you got to reach out to people that are older than you that have done it and someone to look up to for advice. Definitely. Because if you're just trying to figure it out on your own, it's just not going to work.
Yeah, that makes sense. How long have you now been playing with the Admirals?
This would be my first year at the Admirals, actually. Okay.
And then have you played any other teams or?
Yeah. So, I played pro, with the Iowa Wild for Minnesota's team, for 4 years before Milwaukee. And so we played division rivals. So I knew all about Milwaukee before I got here.
That's really cool. I feel like, I played basketball when I was younger and in college and that was my thing. But then after that happened, I knew I wasn't going to go pro in basketball. I actually got into competing in pageants. And then I competed at Miss USA, and this will all come back to this in a second. But I think like sometimes I feel like hockey might be like this, maybe it's not, but in the pageant world, you can be like, I know people internationally or across the country because it's really actually such a small knit community of people. So once I started competing, I feel like I knew everybody. And when you just said you knew all the guys coming into Milwaukee kind of after Minnesota, after Iowa, it made me think of that. You know, what is that hockey community like?
It is. It's such a small, like, as much we're trying to grow the game so much and get so much diversity, but at the same time, it's such an expensive sport when you're growing up that not everybody gets the opportunity to play, which is unfortunate because it's an amazing sport.
Yeah.
And you can see when things happen, like a few years ago, there was a accident where a bus ran into another vehicle and players passed away and some players got hurt. And just like the hockey community, how close it is and how much when something happens, how they rally together so quickly. It's really amazing. The other thing is like, it's such a small world. They talk about pageants and like the hockey world, you've always played with someone who's played with somebody else somewhere who knows this guy, who knows that guy. And then you're all intertwined in the same stories. And it's pretty easy in the hockey world to go into a new locker room and have 20 best friends.
Yeah. So, yeah. That is cool.
It's an awesome, cool feeling.
When it comes to like different divisions, I mean, my apologies, because I know a limited amount about hockey. And I think it probably comes from like, there not being a national league team, like in Wisconsin, and just not personally having family that played it or anything. But, when it comes to, you know, different, you played, NHL or you're playing with the Admirals, like what would be your like dream team to play with or like your top goal?
I mean, obviously I got to experience a little taste of, I grew up in Minnesota, the Minnesota Wild. So I got to play for their farm team and I got to play preseason in the NHL with them. And obviously like going into pro hockey with a clean slate, you want to be your hometown team, which you grew up watching. And, that was a really cool experience, but, the answer I'm giving right now is I want to be a Nashville Predator or a Milwaukee Admiral. So
I love it. That's awesome. what is it like, what is your daily like routine look like, practice to games to training?
Yeah. It's a pretty easy day. We get up here and leave the house about 8, get to the rink. Something I do is always, I sit with the older guys. We have a coffee and do the crossword, from the New York Times or whatever every day. And then you get a workout in and a warm up before you get on the ice, maybe a video session with the coaches and just kind of grind through that stuff. And then you get off and you take care of your body, whatever treatment or rehab you need. And you're out the door and you're done by 1 o'clock. So, I mean, it's a, it's a small thing to do and not a lot of time, but when you're there, you have to be dialed in the whole time. I'm very fortunate for the job I have. It's something I love doing. And I hope I get to do it for a super long time.
What is the average age of someone who would like retire from hockey?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like some of the guys on our team are like 31, 32. And then I've played with a guy, Coney McLeod, who's played over 1,000 pro games. He was 37 when I played with him. I would say that 32 to 35 age is like kind of where you stop playing a little bit. Like family gets a little bit older. Your body gets a little bit older. And these kids just keep getting younger too. We have 20-year-olds on the team now. So it's amazing how young the game is going.
When it comes to, for lack of a better term, aging out, you know, do these people have something to fall back on typically? Or like, what would be your goals that you're looking at like post your hockey career?
Yeah. I mean, hockey is an interesting sport because there's like two avenues. You can go to college or you can go to major junior, which is basically forgoing college and playing like a pro type schedule, getting a little bit of income, and you're done with that league at 20. So you have to be ready to play pro right away. So I went to college. So like something for me, like I'm an intervention specialist major. So if when hockey's done, I'll either be a teacher or something along those lines. I would really love to coach when I'm done and stay in the game. It's just, I feel like it's something that I've known for so long now that without it, I'll feel a little empty. So, but I mean, guys are trying to coach, guys are doing this. They have their own business adventures that they're trying during hockey, which is awesome. And then again, the community of hockey, everyone's trying to help each other out. So when you're done, I mean, you make relationships and you never know what you're going to fall into.
Yeah. I think that's so important and cool to see. And especially with coaching, I think sports in general, I know playing them and watching like my nephews now play them, what sort of values that they instill in kids, and they really trickles over into your adult life and into so many different aspects of your life. Have there been, or what would you say, like some of those things might be that you've learned from the sport that maybe relate to your life?
Yeah. I mean, first, like the accountability with yourself and showing up on time and working hard and being a good teammate and being able to fight through adversity is some of the biggest things that'll help you get anywhere in life. And I mean, we got guys from Europe. We got guys from all over the place, Canada, all over the United States, and like the different languages guys speak and the way they act and things like that. You have to learn to communicate. And you have to learn to accept some different things. I mean, guys believe different things. They grow up differently and whatever else. And when you have the same goal, you got to get to know people or else the goal is not going to work, right? So, I mean, hockey's a great game for that. There's so much variety of people in the space that your ability to grow as a person is just like the opportunity is right in front of you.
That's awesome. I also, this is so random, but I love what you, like you said, hockey, you say it like in a way, like I feel like every hockey player I've ever known says it like hockey or something. Like it just like sticks out to me. That's just funny. I feel like it's that northern little accent or something maybe.
Yeah, it's that Minnesota, Canada mix accent.
Yes, that totally. But that's really cool. I think that, you know, why, like there's nothing better than you playing hockey, living it literally your whole life, learning so much from it, and then using that gift of yours to give back to the kids underneath you. Cause it's something that's so important. And, you know, that's what we're here for, right? We have a purpose, we have gifts, and it's to give all of that back into our community, into our friends, family.
That's probably like my single biggest thing, like that I'm obvious or like that I'm trying to make every day of my career is like, I always think to myself, if I impact a kid, like I don't need to thank you. Hopefully they impact my kids. Like hopefully it's just a trickle down system. Like somebody inspired me. Hopefully I inspire somebody else to inspire my kids. You know, like that's the reason you do things at the end of the day.
That's so true. What would be some like advice you would give to kids right now who are hoping to achieve a huge goal of theirs?
I would just say be consistent. And don't get discouraged. I mean, every goal is going to have peaks and valleys, right? And the peaks are really, really fun and the valleys sometimes aren't. But the only way to get to the peak is to go through the valley. And I mean, sports in general and life in general, when you have adversity and you get through it, you're so much stronger the second time around that adversity hits. You know how to beat it. You're confident that you can beat it or work through it. And it's just, if things didn't have adversity, they wouldn't mean as much. So I would just tell kids, stay consistent with it and then battle through the adversity. Just enjoy. We always talk about and say, embrace the suck or whatever. Just enjoy the battle and how much it means to you. If you didn't care that you were going through something adverse, you wouldn't, it wouldn't be that great of a goal or a dream.
Yeah, that's so true. It's like what they say about like pain and joy in life. Like if you didn't experience any pain or hardship, how do you know when you were experiencing something so exciting and you know, joyful? When it comes to like playing a game, what have been some of like, have you ever had, you know, wins or losses where you're like, I didn't play well, or how do you come back from a time where, I don't know if you've ever been injured or just had a crappy game? Like, how do you pick yourself up and how do you keep moving forward?
I think one of the biggest things you can learn as you get older is I call it the 20-minute rule. I mean, you get done with the game and you're decompressing and you're frustrated or things aren't going well. You get 20 minutes with it, wrestle with that, and then instantly get back to what you do when things are going well. Like if it's an everyday thing where you roll out or you take an ice bath or stuff like that, or you just go and eat dinner with your family and just reset. I think you get 20 minutes. I think that's the single biggest thing that's helped me. 20 minutes. And then before you go to bed or before you go do something else, like it's out the window and you're restarting for the next day. And you just got to go back to what you gain confidence from. And that's the good habits, the things you're doing when you're feeling good. And that's kind of just like my perspective on it.
I love that. I think that's actually so important for like anyone in any aspect of life. If you know, go through something tough in that day, like think about it for that amount of time, but then get over it. Because I think that's something that holds people back sometimes is when they hone in on small things and life goes on and work tomorrow, you're going to wake up again and you're going to have to figure out if you're going to push forward or just keep moving and keep being better, right?
Yeah, don't make bad moments bad days.
That's so true. And I think just another question, and as we close out today and just reflect on the Power 40 in our lives, this podcast, maybe trials that we're going through or have overcome, I think that we understand in life we'll continue to experience the good and the bad that life throws our way. And 40 is also significant in regards to time. So if you had just 40 minutes to impact the world, where would you start and what would you say?
Oh boy. I think my ideal setting would be, I'd be like in a school, school setting, and it'd be broadcast to all the schools around the world. And I think that I would just start out by telling each and every one of these kids that we believe in them, whatever they're going through and whatever they want to do in their life, that there's people that want them to get there. Mm-hmm. I'll just start there and maybe build off that a little bit. But I think that the more you tell kids or the more you support kids in what they want to do or the belief or reassuring them that they can do things, I think that's a pretty powerful thing as you grow up. I mean, just a prime example is if like we were coaching hockey for youth kids and they've been told like, oh, you guys are just average. Like this team's going to beat you all the time. They're better, blah, blah, blah. But if you went in every day and you said, hey, we're going to be champions. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We might not be champions, but we're going to prepare like champions every single day. And we're going to live like champions. And we're going to have confidence like that. And if you do that enough, you'll see the results. So I just like start there. I think belief, that's where you got to start with everything.
I think that's so true. And I think the older you get, sometimes the more that self-doubt creeps in because of just the weight of the world around us. And you know, people telling you like no or telling you can't. And when you start to believe it yourself, those negative things, that's where you can really not take advantage of your gifts and utilize them for good. One more thing is, if you could tell your younger self something, like a bit of advice, what would you tell them?
I'd say to work on my skating more, but no, I would say just treat people better. I think as you're younger or as you grow up and you look back at things you did, you wish you had done some things differently. I think everyone could say that for the most part, you know, I'll just say, just enjoy the people around you and treat them like gold. Cause you never know if they're going to be here or if you're going to lose touch with them and not see them for a while and whatnot. So that's probably the advice I give myself.
That's so true. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It was really good just to get to know you and hear about your life today.
Yeah, thank you.
For more information on the Power 40 podcast, visit powerofhumans.com. Also stream the podcast on your preferred streaming service.